soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on September 11th, 2015. I'm in rather awe today what the Holy Spirit has quickened to me in showing me a paradox in the scriptures, both of the natural man and that which is of the Spirit of God. And there's an activity that's parallel at the same time underway. That which man is building and destroying and building again, and that which God is building, destroying, and will build, that has no end. I'm going to take you back to the beginning book, Genesis chapter 11. Listen closely. And as what Jesus would tell the people that he was speaking to, he would say, let these words sink down deeply in your ears. Open your heart, listen, hear, receive, and then discern and judge and weigh with your spirit, with the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. Regarding Babylon, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. I'm going to stop because man, in stubborn rebellion against the Lord, has certain abilities granted by God. And what they come to agreement and they purpose, they'll succeed to a degree as permitted by God. But note the judgment of these men to come together, to build, to exalt, to make with brick and mortar an institution, a name, something they could glory in and exalt themselves over, that would exalt itself up into heaven. Remember that the serpent in the garden told man that they could sin and disobey God and come to know, take experience, and be joined with the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil in the midst of the garden, and that they would not die, contrary to what God Almighty had said. They didn't want to be scattered all over the earth, but yet God's people are scattered all over the world. Every nation, every tongue, every tribe, every kindred of the earth can freely receive the gospel into their heart and be born again and believe unto eternal life through Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection. And though their sins are mounted up to heaven, they can be washed away and made clean through the righteous blood of Jesus. For the life was in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, slain from the beginning of the world. Parallel, at the same time, man is working under the dragon, and God is working under the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are in the balance deciding which kingdom they'll be in. Here. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They've all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. We learn as sons of God, as ones that come into the kingdom of the Lord through the narrow straight way that's through Jesus Christ, because he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. We learn to cast down our imaginations. We can learn to control our thoughts and our vain thoughts and hold them captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Not our will, but God's will be done. And let God quicken to us his will. Let God speak to us by his word. And he'll tell us to go from one place to the other and it'll be impossible. But because he told us to do it, it will be possible through faith. Let us go down. And there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Babylon is not only mentioned in the first book of the Bible, but it's in the last book of the Bible. At the end of the age, God knows the end from the beginning. And Babylon has, though it was restrained for a time, only for God's purposes, he confounded the language to hold them back. But they are still builders. They still build with brick and mortar, and they have through history, though God has restrained them. And God has restrained forces in place that hold them back until the time he lets the cup of iniquity fill until the time of the end. And then Babylon, which is a great mystery, but it's the woman of the harlot, the mother of the abominations of the whole earth, and she has daughters, prostitutes, harlots, corruptors, fornicators, adultery, everything vile, and deceiving the nations and the merchants of the world, the kings of the world, the mighty men, all the men of the earth that are involved in her wares. When God finally will rise up and judge the spirit and purpose of those that are aligned with Babylon, the builders that are moving in force and rebellion against the Lord, he will allow Babylon to be burned with fire. And Babylon's deluded and deceived, thinking she'll know no widowhood, that she'll never see defeat. But alas, the Lord will strike her down, and she'll be burned with fire, being stripped naked for all to gawk and mock. That great city. Much is to be read and learned of this Babylon. But this Babylon, this spirit, this same spirit has moved through ancient Israel and Judah. The religious system of that day that used God and was perverse, worshipped other gods and idols and listened to peeping spirits, prognostication and false prophecy that would kill the true prophets that the Lord would send. Because God has still had people, a remnant that would not bow the knee to Baal throughout the ages. God did that for himself. Man, in his ignorance, his disobedience, his rebellion to the Lord, his building with his hands, brick and mortar institutions that are in cahoots with their head. Not the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, but the dragon, the Antichrist, the replacement of the Lord, the rebel that was cast out of heaven. Note, even in the ancient times of Psalm 118, it says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." And this text is quoted many times throughout in the New Testament for various reasons, for various illustrations. And the builders that reject Jesus Christ, they stumble over faith, they stumble over his lordship, they stumble over doing the will of the Lord. But the builders is the word bana, and this is what it means: to build up. As a builder, to build again, to set up, to rebuild, to establish, to cause, to continue. Remember, as we're discussing this today, we're talking about the ancient concept to build that was in building institution, a brick and mortar of institution for vanity, to have a name. And it was all in rebellion to the Lord. It was in Babylon. And God set a restraint against it. And God has worked by his way, which is completely different from the world. The seed of the word is planted in men's hearts. And the voice of the Lord is spoken to them, and they hear and respond and move in faith, in obedience. And everything is proved and tried by the Lord, because the Lord is very particular for every motive and every thought. and his manners and his ways is to be specifically done, because that which is pleasing to the Lord is only that which is wrought through Jesus Christ. That is how true, eternal things that stand forever will remain, is that which hears the sayings of Jesus and does them. That is what remains. Whatever you build is dug on a foundation and built and remains by the Lord and the wisdom of the Lord. But we have this ancient thing from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, that will work through history. Even in the religious of Israel and Judah that was in rebellion to the Lord, though there was a remnant of true faithful ones, but all the prophets were killed by religion, by the builders that build and reject the cornerstone. And the same was true when Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. Hear this amazing thing today. Not everyone realizes that Babylon, that is clearly identified through the Revelation chapter 13 through 18 and all the different intricacies of Babylon, its worldwide influence of all the political world, the commerce world, but the religious world, education world, media world, is all vile, and it spews out of every spigot, every sprinkler that it can, as it waters the seeds of rebellion in the earth. Religion. The religious Ephesuses that were created. Listen to this. This is really amazing. As Jesus went through in the entire chapter, Matthew 23, Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees that were trained in a school of ideology, of mixture, of leaven, of falsehood, of arrogance, of hard heart, of unbelief, idolatry, covetousness, ripping off widows, and all done in a mirage of a facade of righteousness, touting horns before great works, only being reactionary with men, what man thought rather than what God thought, having judgment backwards, not knowing the love of God, the mercy of God, and judgment. Jesus went through and just, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, woe, woe, woe. And he rebuked them for the wickedness of their heart. I'm going to read this to you. This is in Matthew 24. Listen carefully. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. I've looked this up in the Greek. The word buildings and the word temple are two different words. The word building is to build up, to rise up, to set up. And the temple is that place, that sanctuary, all the things that were ordained at that point. The administration of the things of God. There were illustrations of things to come. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This is a very profound statement by Jesus. If you look this up in the Greek, you'll see that Jesus was talking about two elements of the fact of what was going to happen to the buildings of the temple in Jerusalem. Truly, verily, factually, amen and amen, Jesus is saying, there won't be physically one stone upon another. Then when he says, that shall not be thrown down, it's the word kataluhu. Kataluhu. And what it means is to loosen down, to disintegrate, to demolish, literally or figuratively, to destroy, dissolve, to lodge, to come to naught, overthrow, throw down, to subvert, overthrow. I'm reading, just gleaning through the lexicon of these definitions, as in a class down of an institutions, a form of government, laws. It deprives it of force, to annul, abrogate, discard. Now do you see what Jesus is talking about? It wasn't just the physical temple, but everything that the temple represented was ill, without force, eradicated, annulled, done away with. The law was done away of Moses. God completely disintegrated the building, the brick and mortar of the builders that reject the cornerstone. The whole system, the exalted masters over the people, which Jesus instructed, you're not to have a ruler over you except Jesus. He's the master. He's the shepherd. He's the only one that is to call the shots. He is the only one that is to be exalted over the people. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, 12, and 17. Lord made it very clear in his kingdom, which is where he rules and reigns. He is the head of the church, but he's the ruler of all creation of God. The Gentiles exercise lordship over and dominion upon the people, but it shall not be so among you, for the he that's greatest among you will be your servant. That's the way the kingdom of God works. Matthew 20, verse 25. Mark 10, 42. First Peter 5, 1 through 3. And Mark 23, 8 through 10. Clearly, the Pharisaical exalted system that had rulers over the brick and mortar place of worship called a synagogue is eradicated. But the builders continue to build. They rebuild. Do you see now what we're talking about? Babylon will continue to build even though God thwarts and hinders and blows on it. But they're going to continue to band together and continue to do the dragon's will, just like the Duracell rabbit that's going to pound and pound and pound against every wall and obstacle, but keep going until the batteries end. There's an old idea, a new world order. And they're going to build, and they're going to build, and they're going to build their pyramid, and they're going to set their Christ, which is an Antichrist. It's not Jesus Christ. They are builders that reject the corner, but the same corner is made head of the corner, and his name is Jesus. This is very, very profound. Why? As I think about these things today, and I think about demolition, a controlled demolition, what Jesus said was that one stone would not be upon another. I thought of this concept today. Have you ever heard of controlled demolition? Controlled demolition are demolitions of structures engineered to achieve certain objectives. Demands of safety and economy are paramount in commercial demolitions, whose objectives are avoiding damage to surrounding structures, minimizing production of dust and other disturbances, facilitating the debris removal. Listen closely, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason we're talking about this. Usually those demands are best met by bringing a building down into its own footprint. When the building falls, it doesn't fall to the left or the right. It falls completely down on its own footprint. In some cases, controlled demolitions are designed to lay buildings down on their sides. The control in controlled demolition lies in the ability to control the pattern and timing of the destruction to make the building fall as desired. The most common type of controlled demolition of large urban structures is called implosion, but very different types of controlled demolitions are possible. Now, there's actually a company called Demolition Incorporated. Listen closely. Controlled Demolition Incorporated was founded by Jack Lozo in 1947. It's a firm headquartered in Phoenix, Maryland, that specializes in the use of explosive to create a controlled demolition of a structure, with the structure collapsing on itself into a pile of debris contained within the side of the building. Controlled demolition claims to have imploded more buildings, more chimneys, towers, bridges, and other structures than all of its other competitors combined. Do you hear that? It's a very common, it's the most prolific method of destruction of the established building to rise up another building in its place. Now, is that interesting? Note that this company, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, by Jack Lozo, was headquartered in Phoenix, Maryland. Phoenix? Do you know what a phoenix is? Phoenix is an ancient mythology. It means a unique bird that lived for five or six centuries in the Arabian desert, after this time burning itself on a funeral pyre and rising from the ashes with renewed youth to live through another cycle. through the destruction and being burned, it rises anew into another cycle. That is ancient mythology of the phoenix. And it just so happens to be that a man that created a company that's done the most type of building destructions called controlled demolitions was headquartered in Phoenix, Maryland. This company, this firm, has claimed world records for a series of 1998 projects. Notice the time sequence, 1998. The June 23rd demolition of the 1,201-foot-high Omega Radio Tower in Trelew, Argentina. The tallest man-made structure ever filled with explosives, it was, quote. The August 16 implosion of the 17-building Villa Panamericana and Las Orquídeas public housing complex in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So obviously this company does world demolitions all over the world. The most buildings shot in a single implosion sequence. And the October 24th project at the Hudson Department Store in Detroit, Michigan, which at 439 feet in height became the tallest building and the tallest structural steel building ever imploded. Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. If you're able to hear, if you're able to see, if you're able to receive, these are things that are done in the natural. If they represent a spiritual force, an event. On 9/11/2001, there were two towers called the World Trade Center in New York. The towers stood at 1,368 feet and 1,362 feet. Within 100 feet of what Controlled Demolitions Incorporated was able to do and bring down buildings that size and steel buildings right on its own footprint. Video is extensively available to watch the fall of the 9/11 towers. And today just so happens to be September 11, 2015, as we talk about these things, because we're talking about the builders that build and will continue to build. And even though things are destroyed, they rebuild with a new vision. That's the way it's been. They will build anything. Brick and mortar, they have their greed, their plan, and it's in rebellion to the Lord. And God has his building that he's building that will sustain forever. We're talking about these things because they're very, very, very profound. They're being unfolded to you in this day. What Jesus said was, not one stone will be upon another. That would not be thrown down, completely eradicated. But the builders will rebuild, and they have rebuilt. And they've rebuilt religious systems. They've rebuilt synagogues, though they call them churches. And they band with the government, like Psalms 2, like Acts 4, where you have the religious leaders that are apostasy against the Lord, working in cahoots with an alliance, an allegiance, a cabal with secular forces, like the ancient Israelites, the elders that banded together with Rome to kill Jesus. And they built religious institutions, denominations, schisms, and sects, and they call themselves by titles, and they're going to take your money, and they're going to build their brick and mortar, and it's done in the religious world. Do you see? Quite amazing. Today there was a picture on the Drudge Report, and yesterday was discussing a rainbow that appeared over the site of World Trade Center. But I want to remind you something, what God said about the bow. Genesis 9:13, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. It shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that's upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, when a rainbow was over the World Trade Center that fell, for they have risen a tower now called One World Trade Center. One World Trade Center. This was the tower that came out of the ashes of the burning pyre. This is that which was resurrected through mythology, through the powers of the builders that will build up into the sky with ancient Babylon spirit and manner and way. But God will burn it with fire, stripping it with nakedness. And all the angels and the righteous servants of the Lord shall rejoice at the glorious judgments of the Lord. But these things are seen, if you can see. One World Trade Center, built on the ashes of demolition that was controlled to bring it down on its own footprint carefully so they wouldn't destroy the bath that was around the foundation of the towers, because the waters, ocean waters, would rush in, because they had intended to build something anew for a new day. The builders have built, and they've titled themselves and exalted themselves and held the people in bondage, forcing their money and deceiving them with lies and myths and leaven. No, now here, this is what the builders misunderstand about God's bow, God's covenant. No, he won't judge with waters, but he's bringing fire, eternal fire that will burn Babylon and all of its forces and ways, and all the people in its clutches shall be dissolved with fervent heat. And that's what the Lord is going to do. But here's what the Lord is doing. For through him, Jesus, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, it's a spiritual building, it's not made with hands, it's not made with brick and mortar, it does not have the spirit of Babylon, but the whole holy building that God is building is fitly framed together, and it grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. This is what Jesus said would come. This is what Jesus has ordained. Though the builders keep building, and they will continue to build in their imaginations and delusions, but the Lord will confound them and laugh. Ha! Be wise, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, O judges. Kiss the Son, lest you be angry, and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are they that put their trust in him. To the Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is To the Point Report with Trevor Davis on September 11, 2015. Markets, Dow Jones still consolidating into a wedge, and Goldman Sachs' crude oil could drop to $20 in worst case scenario. Cataclysmic times in every sector, watch out. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.